sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk.
Episode 111. 111. Like Ramo in Beat Street. You see, it's like, no. You see, it's kind of like crack did to Pookie in New Jack. Except when I cross over, there ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Ramo in B Street?
Message!
People at the funeral fronting like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reach my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. Sick of niggas lying. I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking. Yay! Welcome and bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, Beat Black, a.k.a. Beat Blizzak, a.k.a. B.Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Ding, 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 ding. Before I start the show, I want to, I gotta fix this. I don't want to remind, I want to inform you new listeners, right? Inform you new listeners that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. That means Rouge et Bleu is up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe, Algonquin territory, on September 20th, 2023, at 6:51. P.M. on a Wednesday. Everybody's humping around. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew, and if you wanna be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah, I made it through. I might have to fix Now, I know you're probably wondering, hey, B-Black, why the fuck would you start a podcast with Suicidal Thought by the notorious B.I.G., may he rest in peace? Well, I'll explain that in the final segment of this podcast in Final Thought. For you new listeners, welcome. Yes, in the Old Testament edition of this podcast, I used to say, for those of you clicking on this podcast for the first time or by mistake, thank you. And then I'd go into, I might bring that back. Because you know what? It's my podcast. My goddamn podcast. Do what I want. All right. So for you new listeners, I like to just break it down that episodes are broken down into three segments, three acts, if you will. First act is the introduction, which is what I'm doing right now. That includes the theme song all the way into the next segment. And the next segment, the following segment, is called News and Random Thoughts, which is exactly what I do, share some news and some random thoughts, and finally end with final thoughts, okay? And usually before, I like to end the intro segment, the introduction segment, with either some dates or a quote. And this time, today's quote, okay, hold on, man. It's a quote on communication, and it popped up in my Reddit, in my Instagram feed. By, the Doug Good quote, following, right? And what Good quote said is, I used to think communication was the key until I realized comprehension is. You can communicate all you want with someone, but if they don't understand you, it's silent chaos. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. You know what this deserves? This deserves a... Yay! Oh, man. Yeah, that was a deep cut. Okay. You know what? I'm going to share my thoughts on this quote in the next segment and take it from there. All right? What time is it? All right, a five minute introduction. All right, let's do this. Progress. All right. Where was I? Yeah, so previous quote that I just read, what I love about this quote is I like to call myself a disciple of the teachings of Stephen Covey. You might know him, may he rest in peace. I'm thinking of referring to Stephen Covey, a white man, the same way the Nation of Islam refers to Elijah Muhammad, you know what I mean? Priest be upon him. Yeah, and I don't think that's gonna go too well. My inner blackness won't allow me to do that shit. But that's not the point. That's not the point. What I am saying is Stephen Covey is the author of the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And I remember reading that in my 20s, or early 20s, because I remember how, anyway, I was on this path of, I wanted to be successful. Someone had convinced me to, doesn't matter. Point is, I read the book, and it's not the fact that I read the book. I did exactly what the author told me. He says, well, after you finish reading the book, teach it to someone. And not only did I try teaching it to someone, I reread the book. Now, I say read the book, but I should say that what I'm really saying is I read parts of the book, but I did go for the audiobook. So when I say read the book, I meant I went for the audiobook. But the parts that did stick to me, the certain habits that really, those I read and reread. My point is I became a disciple, so to speak, of the book. And the I lost track of this. The fifth habit? One, two, three, fourth habit? No. Fourth habit is win-win. Oh my God. There's one of the habits. I think it's the fifth habit, is I got the internet. Let's just look it up. It's called I'm gonna blank out on the episode. It's usually on the tip of my tongue. Jesus Christ. It's, seek first to understand, then be understood. I remember the first time reading that shit and thinking, man, am I reading the words of Jesus? Yeah, back then I was a big-time Christian, too. I was into the whole Christian shit, right? But, yeah, but that was some, seek first to understand, then be understood, was, to me, was the equivalent of, he without sin, throw the first stone. I'm like, damn. So, I figured, it became a habit to me. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I started doing that with people. It's the first to understand, then be understood. I say this whole story, this entire setup, to tell you that, okay, hold on, I'm doing two things at a time. To tell you, I realized, like I remember being angry and realizing that, oh wait, this shit only works if the other person is willing to understand you. See, I was applying this principle with all the wrong people. Crazy ex-girlfriend. that's about white people. No, not just white people. White people who have no intentions of seeing the world beyond their whiteness. If that makes any sense. Actually, yeah, if that makes any sense. I used to think that I could probably convince a racist out of racism, persuade racists out of racism. Like, I think I convinced myself that, you know what all a racist needs? To be understood. Once he sees that this nigger is willing to understand him, he'll be like, oh, wow, that's a good point, nigger. All right, okay, well, this is where let me hear your point on why you don't like being called nigger. You know, that shit doesn't work that way, man. You know what the other people did? Once you told them, once they found that, once they saw you understood them, it was done. It was it. It was like a hetero male busting a nut and letting his partner, like, you know, well, you do have a vibrator. I tell you what, you can use some of my batteries. Meaning, my point is communication is pointless if you're talking to someone who has no intention of understanding what you have to say, what you have to contribute. You know what I mean? So, So this quote just reminded me of, I used to think communication was the key to, okay, comprehension is. Yeah, if there's no comprehension, this is what I mean in the theme song. There's a part where I said, if I say something like, if your words ain't to our benefit, then shut the fuck up. And what I mean by that is, I ain't trying to hear you, man. There's a lot of people on the internet, not just the internet, there's a lot of people in the world that just want to talk, says the guy who's on a podcast, who just want to talk, be understood, and stop, and not consider any other points to it. Like, we live in a world where, yo, two perspectives could be true. Anyway, all right, I'm getting ahead of myself, right? I love this quote. I think I love the line, it's silent chaos. All right, now what I was trying to do is, first, I'm trying to look up seek first to understand. Oh my God, I can't chew gum and walk at the same time. Yeah, habit 5. Hey, hold on a second. Let me give myself a hey. Yay! Yes, so habit 5, seek first to understand, then be understood. Yeah, it's the fifth habit from seven Habits of Highly Effective People. If you haven't read the book, I recommend you reading it, you know, but don't do like I do and act like it's like the Bible. It's like, I was 20, I didn't know shit, man. I figured that, oh my God, God sent me this shit to, hold on a second. Yeah, God sent me these words to share with the population. But anyway, that's not what News and Random Thought is all about. All right, okay. I'm going to end right here. Share that thought. Okay, check. Okay, what else do I got for you? Thoughts about the, yeah, okay. You know, just random thought. You know, I don't know where this came from, where this comes. Actually, no. I'm annoyed at people my age complaining about today's music. Not just today's music, but the content of the music. Like, I can't remember which rapper I was paying attention to, or it doesn't matter, but basically the rapper was saying some dumb shit, right? And some adult was just talking about, someone my age was like, oh, this is bullshit, this is stupid, teaching kids how to, you know what, maybe it might have been my internal voice saying that, right? But here's what I'm trying to get at is, when you're a kid, that's all you do is dumb shit. Shout out to Ice Cube. You know, I got to be careful. Shout out to Death Certificate Ice Cube, that version of Ice Cube. And he's got a track called Doing Dumb Shit. First time I heard the album, I didn't get it, Doing Dumb Shit, because I was more focused on the pro-black shit. And I'm like, oh, Cube, why would you talk about doing all the... It doesn't matter. But he's got a whole track talking about doing dumb shit. And what I love about that track, and he's pretty much saying, yo, man, I was 10 years old doing dumb shit. When you're a kid, you don't know any better. That's all you do is dumb shit. It's part of, like, I forget that I used to have, if I were to have kids, God forbid, if I were to have kids, I have to accept the fact that they're going to reach an age where they're going to want to do dumb shit. Now, I don't know about all these kids. Now, I'm sure, and you might have, you know, God bless you if you have one of those kids that are well-risen. Or in other words, the kids that my parents wish we could have been. Went to church, got good grades, and made their parents proud, all that shit. Whatever, right? But I don't know. Sometimes I think it was just an act. But doesn't matter. My point is, kids do dumb shit. And they're going to listen to music that encourages, not encourages, but that I won't say encourages or that makes them feel okay about the fact that they're doing dumb shit. They don't see it as doing dumb shit. To them, they're just living. They're just being, right? Making mistakes. But that's what kids do, is dumb shit. And of course, they're going to listen to music that's going to echo their reality. And the only point that I'm making is to people my age is shut the fuck up, man. I mean, like, our music, the music we listened to encouraged us to do dumb shit. At least mine did. Shout out to Tupac. I'm thinking of a... Sorry, I got in an argument with one of my Hotep brothers, one of my Hotep friends. And I remember because he was trying to talk me out of listening to Tupac because it wasn't righteous. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Well, at the time, I was, you know, he was Big Brother Almighty. So I was like, you know, I was treating him like a pastor. So I was, of course, I didn't tell him to go fuck himself. But I remember when he heard the verse by Tupac, he goes... This is right after he was like, yo, Tupac just encourages bad behavior, brother. You got to cancel that shit. I'm like, nah, fuck that, man. What about keep your head up and all that? Anyways, so we were listening to the track by Tupac that goes by Tupac. The track is called Thug Nigga. And there's a line he goes, before I go broke, I'll be a drug dealer. Before I go broke, I'll be... Okay, I'm trying to stop laughing because... I'm realizing you're not in my head, and this is not as funny to you as it is to me. But I remember in that moment, we were driving in my car, and homeboy looked at me and said, see? Like, this was like the nail in the coffin. See? Oh, so Tupac is righteous? it was... I remember being in a situation where I was like, there's no way I could defend that lyric. Before I go broke, I'd be... Like, I was trying to say, well, I mean... Times are hard. Fuck up. Well, I'm going to go on welfare? Fuck that. I'm selling drugs. Okay. My point is, let's not act holier than thou. Let's not forget that the music we listen to encouraged us to do dumb shit. You know why? Because we were doing dumb shit. That's all I had to say. That's all I'm trying to say is, yo, kids do dumb shit. I'm not saying it's forgiving. I know a dude I grew up with. And dudes shut up a club and they got deported for him. It's the unfortunate, like, it's kids do dumb shit. Sometimes the consequences are severe. I know people who got deported over that shit, who ended up in jail or died. It's unfortunate, but I guess I'm lucky that the dumb shit that I do didn't really get me in trouble or cause me to have regrets that I can't take back. You know what? Nah, maybe there's a few. But the whole point, if you forget everything that I said, the only thing I want you to remember is kids do dumb shit the same way we did. All right, next thought. This is just quick. Have you ever, when you're on social media, right? Have you ever seen a post? Usually it's on Twitter. I'm sure Facebook, all of them have it, but yeah. But Twitter, a post. Ever see a post? And the first thing that comes to your mind is the ignorance. The first thing that comes to your mind is the ignorance in the comment section. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. It might be, Lizzo speaks about self-love. Fuck. Something like that. As simple as that. And all I can think about is, yeah, the ignorance is going to be strong in the comment section. Fuck that. I am not watching it. It reminds me, there's like a section on Reddit that's like, it might be what the fuck. But sometimes it'll be like, what the fuck, NSF, not safe for work, and it'll be blurred. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, I'm not clicking on that link. Fuck that. It's the same idea. It's like, I'll see the post, I'll likely like the post, but the first thing I know better than to hit the comment section. All right. Okay. Now, if you go into show notes, there's a section at the bottom, at the last section called other links, right? And it's full. And so what I did is I picked three from the, well, I took it out of it, right? And decided to put that in the news and random thoughts, and the rest, leave it up to you to check out yourself, right? The last three links are just one of them is a new track that I discovered watching Top Boy, and the other two links are to song. One is a song lyric and the other one's to a song, but it relates to what I'm going to talk about in Final Five. All right, but whatever, enjoy yourself in the other link section. Oh, sorry, my watch just vibrated and it thinks I'm jerking off. You know, I must be passionate. I must be, because my watch is like, what the fuck's going on? You exercising? Word? I mean, I don't remember you telling the phone to put on some porn. Anyway, whatever. I'm so easily distracted. I think I got ADHD, man. Or ADD, one of the two. Whatever. Okay, where was I? Yeah, so first link I want to talk about is, I'm going to play this clip. Just a brief thought. And this sister just got me to realize that I have no idea what a safe working space looks like. After hearing this, it's just what she made me.
Do y'all remember last week when I posted this video?
Get ready with me to be.
Hold up, try to hit pause. All right, okay. Did I hit pause? Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to play this. And content creator's name is Ansa Edim. Edim. Si je lis ça en français, ça serait Ansa Edim. Yeah. Goddamn French language. Anyway, whatever, all right? So I'm going to play this and and see what you think. Here we go.
To be unemployed.
Well, my last day at that company was last week, and I did actually walk away like I said I was going to do. But one of the things that happened in the last week since I've been employed or unemployed from that company is that I did something that I've been wanting to do for several years. It's not very specific to this company that I left. It just reminded me that there needs to be a community for people from underrepresented communities to warn each other. Mm-hmm. One of the things that many of you said in the comments was, how can we know ahead of time? How can we know that a company is actually going to be safe for people like us? And by like us, I'm talking intersectionality too. If you have empathy for people from underrepresented communities, if you are queer, if you are Black, if you are like me, if you are not, if you're from an underrepresented community, there needs to be a place where you can go to be able to say, okay, there's a company that I want to work for. Are they good? Are they good for people like me? Mm. Instead of having to sift through and guess from other review sites. What we need is a community. And many of you said, Ansa, why not just start your own company? Ansa, why not just consult? I've done those things in the past, but not like this. So I present to you, introducing Blacklist.
Oh, shit.
Where we can warn each other, share our stories, and nudge companies to do better. In all seriousness, this is real. This is very real. Go to ourblacklist.org if you're from an underrepresented community and you are wanting to share your story or wanting to share that you work at a safe organization, safe for people from underrepresented communities. The best way that we can change organizations and make sure that they're safe spaces is by holding them accountable and sharing our stories. You're not alone, and together we won't be silent.
Badass, yes. Sorry, I'm just remembering how I hadn't watched the video, so I forgot why I had been thinking about, I don't know what a safe space looks like. So what my thought is, well, shout out to her for the website, and it's more, okay, my goddamn keyboard won't work with me right now. Hold on a second. It's not working. Yeah, so my first thought is, if I were to put in an entry in that website, I don't know what I'd put in, because I've pretty much normalized. Okay, I work in an environment where I'm the token Black guy. There's not a lot of Black people in my organization, so you're the token, right? And I'm always in survival mode. I actually learn to get along with, I survive by not making waves. And figuring out what's the dominating thought and rolling with that shit. I'm thinking of that scene hold on a second. Oh shit. Forgot to turn off my air purifier. As I noticed my throat scratching. I'm thinking of a scene in The Wire where Cedric Daniels, Lieutenant Cedric Daniels, is explaining to Carver how when you're in charge, people are going to take the lead from you. Like, if you go one way, then that's what they're going to be. Like, if you're going to be a crooked cop, then everyone else is going to be a crooked cop. If you're going to be a model cop, then everyone's going to follow that one. I've learned to survive work environments by going with the flow. I don't go there to be the Malcolm X. I don't like going there to be, you know, the Martin Luther King, the Rosa Parks, to make a stand. I used to go there. Oh, wow. Speaking of seek first to understand, I used to try to go there with the intention of helping white people through their racism. Because I work with white people who most of them probably have zero black friends, or they have a black friend, but he's not really black. He or she's not really black. And or they hide their blackness around them. It's like, yeah, no, I'm okay. Yeah, you can have an N-word pass. So they have no fucking idea of the world outside of their whiteness. So I used to think it was my role to, like, help them through, and that nearly burnt me out. It was a dumb idea on my part. Young, dumb. Didn't know better, but whatever. That's not my point. But when I get to a job environment, because I'm getting paid, this is probably why I compared myself to a sex worker. No disrespect to sex worker, and I'm not trying to trivialize your situation, but I know that I'm there for a paycheck, and it's in my interest to not piss off the motherfucker paying me. Now, when you're dealing with white people, just talking about race can piss them off. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just making them feel like, you know, there's a lot of coddling going around. There's a lot of coddling going around. Now, I'm sure there's black people who manage to get through their workspace without coddling. Maybe, I'm not sure. But if there is, shout out to you. I'm willing to read your book. How the fuck did you do it? But anyway, all this to say, I've normalized unsafe spaces for black people. And I honestly would not tell, I mean, I would not be able to tell you, I don't know if I'd be able to contribute to that list. With that said, I might be able to talk to you about extreme situations. I'd probably contribute that, but that's, you know what? Doesn't matter. The employer that I work for actually is actually getting sued by a bunch of black people, a class action suit, because they've been shitty to black people. But they roll with the image that, what racism here? Whatever. Yeah, it's, anyway, I'm just, shout out to this sister for creating that list and for getting me thinking about the fact that I have no idea what a safe space looks like. All right, okay. Next item I got on the list. All right, okay. I am not going to... I'm going to introduce to you a YouTube video worth checking out. And
One thing about me, I'm the...
Yeah, one thing about...
Fuck, that's loud. Hold on a second. I hate this. Okay, I gotta figure out how to regulate the sound, because now that shit's gonna spike in my eardrums. I feel sorry. I'm sorry. Hopefully I'll fix it in the post edit and your eardrum won't burst like it burst for mine. Okay, all right. So here's the story. The story, I'll give you context. I'm not gonna play the whole thing, right? But it starts with, is one of those TikTok videos, Stitch Incoming, right? It starts with a woman. Her name is Amber Mesner. Okay, hold on. Let's see what happens if I type her. Oh, my God. Okay, why is my... Oh, there we go. Keyboard is contributing. Okay, Amber Mesner. What's that? Should have did that before the podcast. Yeah, okay. All right, okay, yeah. If you... okay, so she's got a... Apparently, she's got an OnlyFans page. All right, so here's the story. Amber Mesner puts out a video about anti-bullying. Bullying is bad. I'm not sure what the message is, but some anti-bullying message. And then someone stitches this. I'll play that part, but I won't play the whole clip, all right? Context. So then someone stitches with this. So here we go. Okay, it goes, woman confronts her bully from middle school. Here we go.
Middle school bully. I found her because TikTok told me.
Hold on a second.
One thing about me, I'm the...
Yeah, one thing about her, she was my middle school bully. I found her because TikTok told me that I was in her contact list. Never had her in my contact list. That explains all the prank calls I got in middle school. One time she told her friend to come over to the school and hit me in the face, and then they both laughed about it afterwards.
Okay, guys, this video right here has TikTok in shambles.
All
right,
okay. So the story is, I'll explain the dude's voice. But the story is this, as you hear it. First woman, Amber Mesner, does a video about anti-bullying. And then it lands on this other woman's For You page on her feed. And turns out she's like, wait, what? This bitch is speaking against bullying. She used to bully me. And she speaks out about how her, how she was tormented by this woman. Now, I guess this is like hearsay, she says. Whatever. Okay. Now, the YouTube video that I have in the link for you to check out, it's by Digital Derek. And he dig deeper into the story to confirm that, okay, the story is true. And basically analyzes Amber Mesner's response. And yeah, and denial. Now, here's the thing. I guess the real reason why I'm sharing this story is because the first time I heard about this, my innocence popped up. The young version in me popped up and said that maybe this story is true. Here's hoping that Amber Mesner is going to be like, yes, this happened. I'm sorry. I had just heard a story about, what's his name? Kevin on Stage. And if you don't know him, you know, Google him, Kevin on Stage. He's a internet god. Okay, no, he wouldn't like that title. But, you know, he's a content creator. Very funny guy. A lot of funny content. Anyway. Oh, and a church guy. Church guy, right? But I'm not holding it against him. But that's not the point. The point is, he had someone confront him and say, hey, asshole, you made fun of me of, I forget what it was, but you put out some content and you dissed me for it. And you know what Kevin on Stage did? He apologized. But not a bullshit apology. Not fucking, it was like sincere kind of apology. Like saying, yo, back in those days, didn't make excuses for it. Said, yo, I was dumb, didn't know better. I was just trying to putting content out, thinking I was being smart. And yes, what I did was shitty. Yeah, I'm trying to formulate what a good apology looks like, but you should check it out. He apologized for it. And here's the thing about an apology. You don't expect to be forgiven. You send out the apology and consider the acceptance of that apology as a winning lottery ticket. Like, rare. Like, you don't expect to be forgiven. You just know that you fucked up and hope you've grown from that moment. So I was expecting Amber Mesner to do that. You know what she did? The fucking Hollywood. Oh, man, salacious accusations and yada, 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 and all that shit. The thing is, her response just made her look worse. Made the accusation look worse. No one wants to go online and talk about how they got bullied, how they got punked, how they were the bitch, how they were the prey, and they got dealt with by a predator, right? Like, your pride doesn't want it. For someone to get out there and say, yeah, I was picked on by this person, there's no fucking pleasure in that shit. This is why I'm inclined to believe the victim in this story. But, you know, I don't know the details, was it there, whatever, but I guess I'm just saying, I'm admitting that, yeah, I'm inclined to believe what they're saying about Amber Mesner. I'll leave the story for you to check out, make your own observation. Feel free to send me any updated facts about the story. But the real reason why I'm sharing this story is just because of my disappointment. I was really expecting Amber Mesner to be like, yes, my bad. I didn't realize, like, you know, yeah, because, oh, the other reason why I know Amber is guilty is she doesn't address the fact that, the victim's phone number was in her fucking contact list. Well, it's like it was, whatever, you know what I mean? That's the glove don't fit. I mean, the glove fit, bitch. Anyway, yeah, so... Yeah, I guess it's just if I'm sharing this story for your own enjoyment, but my big, I was just disappointed, man. I was disappointed in her response, and I was also disappointed in the reality that there are people who put out content on the internet and they're not sincere. They're fucking insincere. Like they'll put out some, yes, I'm against racism, nigger. You know what I mean? I'm pro LGBTQ ally, you know, it's, I don't know. I guess I'm, what's the word? I still believe in Santa Claus. I don't know. I guess I'm, yeah, there's a part of me that's just disappointed that, yeah, people lie. People lie, and it is what it is. All right. Hey, I'm glad I got through this. Okay, so the last one, speaking, yeah, I feel like you make this segment disappointment in humanity. Oh, you know what? No. Okay. The first link was kind of, was positive. The next two are a little negative. This one that I'm sharing, I labeled it as people like him. All right. Shout out to Consciously. He's the one who shared this video and, I'll play it and then share my thoughts after it. Okay, here we go. Okay. Usually I put the TikTok clip. Hold on. I don't like putting Twitter shit on there. Let me see if I can find it. King. You know what? Okay, I'll play it. Because TikTok, Twitter sucks. Okay, here we go. Unmute. It is unmuted. Okay, here we go.
So you're trying to tell me at 53
is... Okay, I should point out that in the caption it says... I'm going to replay this clip. But the caption says, 53 is single is over. Replying, so it's a reply to someone, and the woman speaking is commenting on that statement. 53 and single. I should point out that she's a fine black woman, fine woman. She's a fine woman, right? And her name is, I can't see it. You know what? Look it up. You'll see it in the show notes. All right, here we go. What am I acting like? I'm a journalist. Here we go.
So you're trying to tell me at 53, it's just over for me?
Basically, it's over.
Yeah, this asshole. Okay, so this asshole responds, and I should point out that whoever his barber is, I don't think he's got a barber. I think he cuts his own hair, and he's not too good at it. But here we go. Doesn't matter. Well, stop dissing people's physical attributes. But he's gonna say some bullshit that just made me angry. Here we go. And this is why it's labeled. This is why this segment, this clip, I labeled it as people like him. Here we go.
There's no doubt at your age that you are very beautiful and very attractive. But any man with a sound mind who is a logical thinker is gonna look at you and be like, you was 53 and you still out here trying to date. What the fuck is wrong with you? What type of person are you? Since the age of 20, you've had 33 years to capture you a
man. You know what? I'm not into encouraging, promoting shitty content. Like right now, the only reason this asshole has my attention is because he's saying some shitty things that I don't agree with. So all I'm gonna say is, I'm going to share, you know what? I think I am a little emotional about it. I'm not even going to say his name. I was just about to, but you can look it up. Right. So Consciously shared this content and he says, I was tagged in this video. All I'm going to say is be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, be very careful who you take life advice from. Now, that poor woman, I mean, not that poor woman, but the woman who's speaking, I think her point was, yo, I'm a hot chick. You're trying to say 51, I'm undateable. And then this monkey-ass, great, this dude jumps in and says, yeah, because you're over 50, no man wants you, you're probably not a virgin anymore, right? And it brings me to my point of, be very careful who you take advice from. That includes accountant, lawyers, preachers, very important. I say this as a preacher's kid. Be very fucking careful who you choose to be your pastor, because your spiritual side is like a very, is a, treat your spiritual mind like you would treat your heart. Just don't give it to anyone. It's vulnerable. It's you got to be very careful. So, but back to my point, be very careful who you get information from, especially motherfuckers who have no business giving you that information. Now, what this dude is playing is, in my experience, first point is, this also goes for men. There are women out there giving advice to men about, yeah, man, if you want to pick me up, you got to make this much money. You got to be this. Basically, bunch of people who have no business giving life advice, love advice to any people are doing it. And they're not really giving you advice. They're just more being assholes. Some people just enjoy it. The way I see it is, a significant portion of planet Earth, people on planet Earth, are fucking miserable. And all they can do is either get into relationships where they pass on that misery or share that misery. So I'm just saying, be very careful who you know thyself, and be very careful who you listen to. If you find yourself listening to someone and you're feeling shitty about yourself, I understand the concept of tough love. Look, go into therapy if you're looking for advice. Speak to someone who's going to help you get to where you're trying to go. Look, don't listen to this fucking scrubby motherfucker about what men want. Because trust me, something tells me that if you looked into his life, you're going to be like, oh. If you looked into his life, you spend enough time with this person, people like him. People like him are the reason that make you say, you know what? Loneliness is not a bad option. There are people on Earth who, if you got to know them, they'll be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, being alone, there's a lot worse than loneliness, i.e. people like him. People like him. I'm going to stop there. All right, okay. I'm angry at these last two. I should have put something, a moment of positivity. Yeah, this segment is fucking dark. Hold on a second. Let me put... I'll tell you what, I'm going to put this in the show notes. All right, just because to make people laugh, I'm going to put this thing here called link by, Pastor Joel Olsheen. Because I'm feeling negative, man. Long story short, I want to get to final thoughts. But before we get to final thoughts, I want to be able to laugh with y'all. So I'm going to play this clip that I got from, did I really do that? Oh, man. Sorry, I put the wrong link inside. Oh, damn it. Hold on a second. Yep, yes, I did. I'm trying to laugh, god damn it. All right. I can learn from this guy. You know what? Okay, here, I'll play this one instead. You know, it doesn't matter. All right, okay. I'm gonna try to put a more positive twist, but what sucks is final thoughts is a bit darker. Okay, I'll try to... Let's get to final thoughts and then see how that goes. Hopefully I didn't depress you. But then again, I did start with Biggie Verse. I did start with a suicidal thought, so it can only get darker from here. But there's a rhyme to reason, so bear with me, all right? Okay, so... Here we go. Yeah, hold on. Let me see this Amber. She's out there, right? Yeah, no shame. What she say? She got an OnlyFans. I hear she poses OnlyFans with. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, I think she's one of those people. It's like, yeah, fuck being a kind person. I'm hot. Oh damn. Yeah, it's interesting when you don't factor people's humanity. I'm thinking that there's this woman who's on there's a video going viral of this woman and wearing this bodysuit, whatever, hot chick, and she's like on getting off a plane and cursing some people. No, you shut the fuck up, dare you to call me a bitch again, you and your bitch, what, something like that, right? And then she walks away, and then someone says Oh, she walks away and she knows someone's recording her. She says, yeah, go ahead, film me. I'm Instagram famous, you bum. And then she walks away. Now, everyone laughs, but you know, come on. Being Instagram famous has some, you know, you could get advertised. You could probably make a living off that shit, but that's not my point. My point is she's hot. She was hot. But it had me thinking about how in this society, how much we value attractiveness over character. So this, I'm thinking of this Amber Menzer person. She has no reason to do some soul searching and being like, and think about, well, yeah, okay, maybe I was a shitty person to someone, to think about that. Nah, she's just more focused on her outer shell. I don't know what she's going to do when she gets, yeah, whatever. And this is, yeah, I'm speaking specifically about this society. It's how we forgive people, not forgive people. It's like, yeah, you know, you don't have to be a good person. Just be hot. Just be attractive. Yeah. Shout out to Michelle Wolf. She got a joke about how the cost of being attractive or whatever. You know what? Her last special on Netflix special is kind of funny. It's very funny. All right. But that's not what I'm talking, what I came to. That's not what Final Thoughts is about. Final Thoughts is I had a moment today when I was thinking of the title for this podcast and where I was questioning it. And I had a moment where I found myself saying, God damn it, B-Black. It's your podcast. This is your podcast, B-Black. Do what you want. See, I'm trying to treat my podcast the same way I should be treating life. God damn it, B-Black, it's your fucking life. Do as you will. And I, what happened is, I'll tell you what. First, before I get to that, I'll explain that, as like I mentioned earlier, the today's title was just an attempt on my way to reference the rap song Suicidal Thoughts by Biggie Small. I could have recited the whole thing, but the shit was long. It's not that it's long, but but I just focused on the last line, like Crack did to Pookie, but and specifically like Ramo in B Street. I think of that scene first time I saw B Street. I think I cried. I don't know if I cried, but I know I was emotional at the, okay, spoiler alert. Ramo is a character in B Street. He does graffiti, and at some point he dies. At some point, yeah, in the movie he dies. Spoiler alert. And, well, shame on you if you haven't seen B Street, Whitey. Anyway, yeah, so, and he dies, and then it ends with, he got a rap song, and it's dedicated to Ramon. It was, everybody say Ramon. I remember that portion. I was like fighting tears, even though I know it was a toxic male back then. But that's not the point. But I remember when Biggie used that line. The first time I heard that line in Suicidal Thought, or the first time I acknowledged, goes, should I die on the trade track like Ramo in B Street? People at the funeral fronting like they missed me. I thought it was a powerful verse. It was a powerful verse by Biggie Small, but it also had me thinking about the notion of, I'm living in a world where people don't really give a fuck. We just act like, where you just go through the world feeling unloved. And here's the important part, and here's where I'm trying to get at with Final Thoughts is, I grew up with relatives, I guess I'm blessed for that, right? I grew up with relatives that if they heard me say that, they would automatically jump into, no, you're lost, no, you know? So I guess that's a blessing. The part they couldn't understand is, it doesn't matter how much you tell a person, no, you're loved, no, I love you, and all that. Doesn't matter how many times you tell that person, if that person can't get themselves to believe it. See, I grew up, so in my mind, I'm like, okay, I guess you want me to believe that I'm loved. So I'm going to convince you that I am feeling, just to shut you up, I'm going to behave the way you want me to behave. All right, I'm going to behave like I'm loved, while deep down inside, there's a voice saying, who you bullshitting? Fuck them niggas. You ain't shit. There's a voice. This is, people forget how much, no, okay, look, I want to be careful. I'm not saying don't tell your loved ones, not that you love them. Don't tell them that. I'm saying how pointless it is to, okay, I got to be careful. It's not that it's pointless, but I'm saying if the person you're speaking to, the voice in their heads are telling them the opposite, ain't shit you could do about it. You know what I just realized? Holy fuck. And this was not intentional, but shout out to me for it now. I just realized this relates to the quote of, I used to think communication was key until I realized comprehension it is. You can communicate all you want with someone, but if they don't understand you. So it doesn't matter if, okay, let me close this. Okay. It doesn't matter if, yeah, it doesn't matter if the other person's not willing to hear you out. You can't control that. And where I'm going with this is, where I'm going with this notion is, I want to analyze a thought, because this is a recent, I probably just brought this up on a previous episode, but if you're a first-time listener, it doesn't matter, so you've never heard this before. But I want to analyze a thought in my mind, and it's like engraved in my mind, and it goes, the greatest thing I have to offer this world is my silence and my invisibility. Now, again, yes, I am blessed to be around, surrounded by people that if they heard me say that out loud, they'd be like, no, that's not true. No, you got a lot to offer to this world. And all that shit. But it comes back to my point, to my initial point, but thank you. But if I don't see it for myself, your words are in vain. So deep down inside, if I'm being honest with you, is deep down inside, there's this core belief in my mind. I don't know how I got there. I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out. I'm sure upbringing has a big factor, and having parents who probably had that same notion themselves. But it's not important how I got here, but what's important is that I'm here. Deep down in the core of my belief, I'm thinking of the movie Inception. In the core of my belief, you would hear, if you were able to go in my mind, you would hear evil be black, evil version of me inside my mind with a bullhorn yelling, the greatest gift you have to offer to this world is invisibility and you're fucking silent. Shut the fuck up. Get out of people's way. This is why one of the challenges I've been having with my therapist is the concept of taking space. It's been a slow journey to get there. At least, I guess I've been making progress because now I'm able to step out of myself and hear that version of me on the bullhorn yelling, the greatest gift you have to offer to this world is your silence and invisibility. Move out the fucking way. Let the grown-ups do their thing. You ain't got shit to do. This is why I noticed that. This is why I have difficulty promoting this podcast. Because in my mind, that voice is yelling in my mind. My mind, the greatest gift you have to offer to this world. Visibility and silence. This is why I have this podcast, to like argue with. So what I'm learning in therapy is stand up. Stand up for yourself is don't let that voice win. You got to fight that motherfucker. You got to fight him. You got to fight him. Think he's your enemy. You just got to fight him. Don't empathize with him. Just fight him. Now, before, when I was doing the whole church thing, I used to use the concept of God, and God wants you to know, I'm a child of God. I have something to contribute. God wants me. So that was the stubbornness that I would use to fight that demon. But now that God is like a fictitious character, I'm like, I find myself listening to that voice and being like, what if he's right? At first, I was just, I grew up with the idea of, no, don't listen to him, don't listen to him. But now I'm like, well, I'm like, why? Why should I ignore him? Why? Because he's a dominating force. And here's the thing. I don't like this. My attempt here is to keep it real. I'm hoping at some point I will find the ammunition, the weapons, the why. I'm looking for a why to be able to say, shut up. Fuck you. That's not true. What I have to offer to the world is XYZ. But right now, yeah, I'm in a state where I'm just, okay, I was going to say I'm taking it, but I guess I'm being a little, what's that word? I'm being a little defiant by publishing these podcasts. That's part of, I just realized that, right. I publish these podcasts. I find ways, I've limited ways to, basically I've, one thing I did compared to the Old Testament edition of this podcast, I used to complicate the process to publish an episode. I used to, unintentionally, the process to publish an episode was complicated. And this complication just allowed that voice that kept saying, silence and invisibility. Silence and invisibility. It just, that complication was just ammunition for that voice. When I used to do comedy, I remember, and yeah, no, fuck, silence and visibility. Yeah, fuck. People would see me before a show, and I was nervous as fuck, working, worst case. I used to love that moment when the MC would just, blah, 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 good friend of mine, was warming up to my introduction, and finally say, please welcome to the stage, B-Black. When the MC would just, and then you would just hear some, oh, sorry. You would just sit. Okay, that's probably loud. Please welcome to the stage, B-Black. Yay! Okay, no, I'm not saying I perform in front of kids. But I used to fucking, there's something about that moment. Oh, my God. I'm working this thing through. There's real time going on, man. Real time realization. There's something about that particular moment, magical moment, that made me say, fuck you. Shut up or ignore that voice that said silence and invisibility. I know there's something about that moment, my name, the applause, and left foot, right foot. And like, no, there's something about that moment and automatically walk towards that stage. Well, I ain't no punk. I mean, maybe that's pride. Maybe there's a pride in me. I'm just like, yo, too late to back out. But I would walk towards that stage, shake hands acknowledge the MC. And I would always, it was a practice on my part to acknowledge, keep it going for the MC. And the reason I did that is my way of saying, thank you. Thank you. I thank you for that intro, even if it was a shitty intro. But I was always grateful for the intro. But it was like magic. You helped me. Help myself get on that stage. That intro helped me get on that stage. So that's why I would always acknowledge the MC. And then I'd start with the joke. And that first laugh just made it all worth it. What's wild is the more I kept doing comedy, the more that voice was like, okay, all right, you got me this time. Then he would start talking during my set. It's happened where I'm like, yeah, you know what? So, you know what I'm going to do? Silence and visibility. Okay, you don't want to listen to me? All right. We're going to forget part of your joke. After my set, I'd get off that stage. I'd feel good about myself. And then time would go by and someone would invite me to another show. And I'd be like, okay, you were lucky that time. But this time, I mean it. Silence and invisibility or else. You'll see. And here's the thing about that fucking voice. I don't see it as evil. I see it as something trying to protect me, which is why it's so hard to, part of why it's so difficult fighting it. This is, so in therapy, I'm like, I'm going back and forth with my therapist and I'm realizing what she's trying to do. It's like, oh, she's trying to say, don't listen to that guy. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, you're just trying to get me to put my guards down. Silence and invisibility. That's why it's so difficult to take up space. You know, I nearly, oh, right, okay. So earlier when I was explaining, I had a moment where I was thinking of, this is your podcast. I was thinking about Biggie's song. Oh, part of why, when I had my moment of this is your podcast, initially I wasn't sure I was going to talk about this because this topic I considered forbidden thoughts, whether it's suicidal. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm suicidal, but the concept of death has been feeling like, it's like that line by 50 Cent. He said, death gotta be easy because life is hard. Death feels like, I don't know, maybe it's because I've reached an age where death is like, so you mean I don't have to show up to work when I die? After I die, don't have to show up to work afterwards? I don't have to worry about the future? I don't have to think about retirement? I don't have to think about the fact that life just seems like a fucking comp, just life just feels like a bunch of fucking obstacles just waiting to try. Life, I got this asshole in my head constantly telling me, look, you want to feel safe? You want to be protected? Because this is a hostile world. If you want to survive in this hostile world, shut the fuck up and be invisible. Stay out of people's way. Stop that podcast. Don't do any public speaking. Stay fucking, oh, there you go, talking again. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, yeah, so, okay, holy shit, I was explaining. Suicidal thoughts, dark web of thoughts. I call this the dark web of thoughts, forbidden thoughts. And I wrote this line, I could probably preach about that. maybe I should make this podcast where I just articulate my dark thoughts, my forbidden thoughts. All those thoughts that make people want to jump in and say, no, you're beautiful. No, you're not ugly. You're beautiful. No, you're not fat. You're just big boned. No. You know, thoughts that make other people feel uncomfortable and make them want to make themselves feel like, no, God's got a plan, and say some bullshit like, this day will, you know, like to them, they believe they're comforting you, but really they're comforting themselves because you just make them feel. So, yeah, I could probably preach about silence and invisibility. Hey, yo, you should shut the fuck up. I was thinking of titling this episode Old, Useless, and Cursed. And it was in response to a poem It was in response to a poem by Talam AC, Young, Gifted, and Black. Now, I know Young, Gifted, and Black is a song by, you're really going to forget her name on this podcast, the woman who sang Blood on the Leaf. Oh, my God. Young, Gifted, and Black. By the way, this is probably why I should get a host, because someone will remember Nina Simone. Jesus Christ. All right. Okay. Yes, I understand that it's a song written by Nina Simone. Big Daddy Kane did something about it, but that's not the point. Talam's got a poem called Young, Gifted, and Black, and he did a part two to that song. And, you know, that reached me because at the time, I remember the first time I heard that song, I was feeling old, useless, and cursed. Because, you know, in the Bible, black is being a curse. And, but yeah, I was feeling like that. And I was thinking of titling this episode that, because it was from my dark thoughts, those forbidden thoughts. And I remember telling myself, yeah, but I don't want people to think that I'm negative. I don't want people to think that I'm suicidal. I don't want to think that, and then it hit me. I'm like, fuck them. Those who understand will understand. There's someone out there who's here, who can relate to that, to having a voice barking in their head constantly, yo, silence and invisibility. Maybe that should have been the name of this, the name of this episode, but yeah, silence and invisibility. Stay out of fucking people's way. Let the grown-ups do their thing. Did you just fart? Fuck, God damn it. Stay out of people's way. Stop being an inconvenience. Stop being a disturbance. Shut the fuck up. Brrr, you're hungry? Shut up, man. Don't be an inconvenience to people. I know you had a restaurant and the waitress just asked for your fucking order, but try to make her life easier. And then when you're done, tip her or tip them. But you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, shout out to, I gotta forget that I have an audience. What is that? Oh, some barking out there. I gotta remind myself that I have an audience. The stuff that I talk about are things that I know someone out there can relate. Silence and invisibility is your greatest. You walk on this earth with this belief that silence and invisibility is the greatest thing you can offer to this earth. Meanwhile, the shitty people of the world are like, nah, man, the greatest thing I could contribute is advice to women to hot black chicks who are 50 years old about how they should stay single. Or the greatest thing I can offer is some anti-bullying video, even though I used to bully people in the past. I'm the real victim in here. Someone out there is calling me a bully because I used to be a bully. It's fucked up. All these people who should shut the fuck up are speaking. And the people who are silent are the one who should be speaking. It's it's amazing. Okay, I got to be careful because I ain't trying to preach. Well, it's not that I don't want to preach. Is my code is I preach what I practice. I only speak about the shit that I know. And at the moment, when dealing with that voice that's telling you to be silent and invisible, I'm still working on it. I'm still figuring it out. But I do know little acts of defiance, like putting out a podcast. Sign up for Toastmasters. I would recommend Toastmasters because you're getting I don't care how shy you are. Sign up for Toastmasters. Cross your fingers that you join a proper club of supporting people. Especially if you're shy. Yo, this is someone on my team, at my work, and this woman is shy but fucking smart. Doesn't know it. it's interesting about this world. It's interesting about this world is like the least confident people are the people who should be confident. But I don't know. It's funny. And the people who are the most confident are the people who, oh, Jesus Christ, you should not be operating this plane. Sir, madam. Fuck you talking about, man. I did Microsoft simulation. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Crash. All right, okay. Hey, you know what? What time is it? All right, okay. Jean-Pierre Gangou. Gangou is Creole for I'm fucking hungry. No, I'm not fucking hungry, but I'm a little hungry. So this concludes. Check it out. This concludes today's episode. These are my favorite kind of episodes where I start out going, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to end, what I'm trying to do. And at the end, I'm like these are things, these are thoughts. I feel like I'm getting better at developing ideas. And at some point, I'm going to start putting this shit down on paper. But like I said, this concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening, as always. If you want to holler at me, yeah, I'd be glad to hear your feedback. Especially if you, no, seriously, I would love to hear from people, says the guy who turned off the comment section on his podcast, on his webpage. But we'll get to that. You know what? You can email me. I would love to hear your thoughts, right? You can, about silence and invisibility. If you're one of those people who going through it, dealing with it, if you could just get yourself to acknowledge it. Yeah, no, that voice is in my head. I'm not looking for solutions. Yeah, I don't want to talk to people with solutions. I want to talk with people who are struggling with that shit and figured out their ways of defying it every once in a while. Yeah, I don't want to talk to people who have all the answers. Yeah, fuck you and your Bible quotes or whatever quotes. Trust me, I've heard it already. I've heard it all before. All right. With that said, yeah, holler at me at on these Twitter streets. My handle is at bblizzat, at shutuppodcast. You can holler at me on TikTok, b.black. Website is shutuppodcast.com. I repeat, shutuppodcast.com. Yes, I know there's a podcast out there called Shut Up. I think it's the podcast or whatever, but they don't have the URL, shutuppodcast.com. You can email me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com because I don't allow comments on the website. I'm working on it, you know. Because it's my podcast, all right? It's my podcast, all right? You can subscribe to this podcast. Go into the RSS feed that's on the website. There's like a big, a relatively big sign that says RSS feed. Or go to Google, Apple, or Amazon Podcasts. Yo. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I am feeling better now than, not better. I'm feeling better than I did before I hit the record button. Not that I'm saying that I'm feeling bad, but I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I was like, I don't know where I'm trying to, whatever, okay. But I'm feeling good about it, and I'm even more grateful for you, the listener. Thank you for listening, and remember, be kind to your favorite podcast.
I am your king now!